AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The White House is applauding the Senate for coming up with a bipartisan stopgap measure to keep the government funded into November. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says House Republicans should do the same.
Whatever chaos is going on right now with these extreme Republicans in the House, it is up for them to fix.
A ruling in a lawsuit against Donald Trump. The AP's Mike Sisset.
A judge in a New York civil court ruled that Donald Trump committed years of fraud as he was building his real estate empire. The judge said Trump defrauded banks and insurance companies using financial statements that he provided that exaggerated his net worth and the value of many of his assets.
In economic news, Mike Kempen reports the Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index fell this month.
The index measuring future expectations dropped from 83 in August to 73 this month. Readings below 80 for future expectations historically signal a recession within a year.
The Hollywood screenwriters' strike is over, the Writers' Union Board approving a contract agreement with studios. And baseball legend Brooks Robinson has died at 86. Sagar Magani has a look at his career.
He was the Hoover, the human vacuum cleaner, considered the greatest fielding third baseman ever. Brooks Robinson won 16 straight gold gloves. He was the American League MVP in 1964, the World Series MVP in 1970 after a spectacular fielding display against Cincinnati. Robinson spent all 23 big league seasons in Baltimore, where he was known as Mr. Oriole, revered as much for his kindness as for his play, and where he was a young Cal Ripken's favorite player.
It was something very special to stand in Memorial Stadium, the same place that Brooks played third base.
As the AP's Gordon Beard put it when Robinson retired in 1977, around here people don't name candy bars after Brooks Robinson. They name their children after him. I'm Sagar Meghani.
This is AP News. Amazon is being sued. Lisa Dwyer has details.
The Federal Trade Commission and 17 state attorneys general have filed an antitrust lawsuit against Amazon. They allege that the e-commerce giant uses its position in the marketplace to inflate prices on and off Amazon, overcharging sellers and stifling competition. It's one of the most significant legal challenges brought against the company in its nearly 30-year history. The lawsuit also says that Amazon buries listings offered at lower prices on other sites while charging sellers high fees, forcing merchants to raise their prices on the platform as well as on other e-commerce sites in order to keep their products competitive on Amazon. Some estimates show Amazon controls about 40% of the e-commerce market. Amazon says the FTC is wrong on the facts and the law. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Thanks, Lisa. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.